Well, higher prices are the headlines in the market. So, Kim, what are the headlines saying?
Well, if you look at this last week, one of them was Algeria. They offered $265 a metric ton. They paid $229 a metric ton last year. That's 98 cent price difference in the last year, and they didn't get it bought at 265. They had to pay a higher price. You got Ukraine export wheat price hits two season high. In other words, 2 years ago was the last time wheat prices were this high. Russia wheat price up $8 a metric ton from previous week because of high demand. Will Ukraine plant in December? And so what we got is significantly higher prices, and then we got problems planting the Ukraine crop and the Russian crop.
So just how high have prices increased?
Well, if you look at wheat here in Oklahoma, go back to mid-August, wheat was around $3.81 a bushel, picked out at $5.07 last week. It's around $4.90 now. That's a $1.10 price increase. Corns went from around $3 to $3.75, 75 cent price increase there since mid-August. Soybeans from $8.10 to $9.90, peaked at $10.14. That's a $1.80 price increase. So we've had some good price increases in the grains.
You know, so that's great news. So what's been causing the increase?
If you look at wheat, it's export demand. You've got your importing countries, they're buying in advance. Egypt, it was reported, they normally carry 3 to 4 months in storage. They're trying to get 6 months worth of wheat in storage. Because of COVID and other things going on in the world market, the importers are wanting to buy ahead. Also, you've got the suppliers of wheat in Russia. They've got new storage. Russia, Ukraine, their exports are below last year's levels, so they're holding back wheat for later in the year. Then you look at drought conditions. You've got Ukraine's planted acres are maybe 9% less than last year. You know, what was that headline? Will they plant in December? Russia, maybe 8 to 12% less acres because of drought. Our hard red winter wheat area, drought. Argentina, drought conditions. So you got some problems in Argentina coming up with the 2020 crop and looking out to the future with the hard red winter wheat crops.
So just how high do you think prices are gonna go?
Well, that's hard to tell, and that's anybody's guess. It depends on what's happened in this import situation. But you've gotta look at the production, world production, 28.4 billion bushels, 28.6 billion average. Ending stocks, record, 11.8 billion bushel, 11 billion last year, 10.1 billion 5 year average. The world stocks to use ratio is 43%, a record is 40% last year. So we've got lots of wheat out there. So I think prices could peak out relatively soon.
So should producers take advantage of these higher prices?
Well, if you still got wheat, I believe I'd sell on these rallies and pull the trigger. If you're talking about forward contracting out to next year with these drought conditions, with tightening supplies in the United States on hard red winter wheat and all wheat, I might price just a little bit, but I wouldn't price a whole lot for the 2021 crop.
All righty, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.